שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים מתוך המקורות לציום יום השנה להסתלקותו.
Hello, we're reading quotes from the sources defining the date of the departure of the Ari. Questions can be sent to Cub TV. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. So, special quotes for Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, the Holy Ari, the memorial day for his departure. First one, from the Tree of Life. There is no generation where special men of Segula, of chosen people, are not found, upon whom the Holy Spirit rests. And Elijah, the prophet, reveals himself to them and teaches them the secrets of this wisdom. In each generation, the Creator wondrously showed us His mercy and enlightened us by the remnant which the Creator calls out in each generation, as well as in this our generation. The God of the first and the last, He has not left Israel without a Redeemer, and was jealous for His land, and showed mercy to His people, and sent us a city and a holy one who came down from heaven, the great and holy and righteous Rav, my teacher and my Rav, Yitzchak Luria Ashkenazi, the Ari, filled with Torah and as a pomegranate in the writings in Mishnah, Talmud, with dissertations and Midrashim and Agadot, with the acts of creation, the works of Merkava, full of knowledge of the language of trees and the language of fowl, the language of angels, knowing the wisdom of the Partsuf as mentioned by Rashbi, who knows all the works of men, what they did and what they will do, who knows the thoughts of men before they carry them out from potential to reality, who knows the future and all things in the present in all the earth, and why they were always determined in the heavens, knowing the wisdom of reincarnation, who is new and who is old, and where is a certain person, and what depends on the upper man and upon Adam Rishon, the lower man. Observing and seeing with his eyes the souls of the first and last righteous, engaging with them in the wisdom of truth. And all the known wisdoms were his in his bosom as at any time he wanted, with having to take time out to study them. My own eyes have seen, and not another's, such awesome things were not seen nor heard from the days of Rashbi until now. And all this he attained on his own, by his piety and abstinence, after he engaged for many years and years in new books as well as old in this wisdom. And to them he added piety and abstinence and purity and sanctity, which brought him to Elijah the prophet, who always revealed himself to him and spoke with him mouth to mouth, and taught him this wisdom.
No, these are really... He speaks truly greatly about his teacher, who was really great. Surely Ari, he attained the whole of creation, down to the last detail, both in depth and also in width. And there was no part or form of creation which was concealed from him, even those that did not yet cascade from above, which are still not corrected. He saw the entire reality of the soul as the already corrected soul. And his degree, the degree of his attainment, is truly tremendous. We can't even talk about it. It's not of our habits or of our customs to compare between the Kabbalists. Each works in his own style. But the Ari and the way he encompassed the spiritual reality, he was the greatest. Many people like Rashbi and Moshe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Moshe, they personally attained the final correction, not in practice of the entire reality, but only on their behalf, but the Ari, because he was on the borderline between the exilic development which the people of Israel went through since the destruction of the temples and to the complete redemption, the third temple. Therefore, he truly discovered everything. And there was no limit, as Bala Sulam says in other places too, that for him there was no limitation on the feeling of the system, of reality, of what the Creator did and how it works, because it was all inside of him. It's like you ask a person about something that he knows that exists in him, the data, the feelings, the life. He can say of himself simply, he doesn't have to start thinking about it, making special efforts, having special preparations. That's how it was for him. He included the whole of creation, the whole of reality inside of him. And therefore, the method which he has revealed as to how do we correct ourselves by the reforming light, and through studying the book of Etz Chaim and other related relevant passages, this is the method which is valid to this day, and it will not be able to be exchanged by anything else, meaning regardless of how many generations of Kabbalists there will come, they will have to be aided by the writings of Ari or Bala Sulam, which is even closer to them, and the writings of Rabash. Questions? Yes.
So, did the Ari attain this, or was he born with this? Did he come with this program to the world, as far as we know, or no? We don't think we had a society like France. How did he do it?
No, we're not talking about a society in those times. There were different Kabbalists, which here and there use some people in order to be aided by them, but it wasn't according to the laws of the tens, as the Rabash has commanded us. The Ari, he studied at his uncle's in Egypt. Later on, he was a merchant. He had to win bread for the family. I don't know. He had no father. I don't know how many brothers, sisters he had, a mother. The father, he passed away. They were left without money. That uncle was relatively rich. He took them in. He taught Darby. from what he knew himself, probably from him and on, the Ari, he grasped the beginning of the education. And afterwards, I don't know, but probably as a result of his traveling, he used to travel. Even though that he lived in Egypt, he used to travel to Damascus, Syria, you know, back in those times to make these kinds of travels, that's not simple. So he got to know people in different places. And it says different things about him, meeting, and it's unknown. In short, by his example, they wish to show us how the destiny of a person engaged, how strange the destiny of a person studying the wisdom of Kabbalah is. Not different, but strange, that he undergoes different states in life, which he himself, he doesn't know how did it happen. Afterwards, when he looks back at life, he's not sure that he is the one who lived them. That's how it is. First of all, this is how it is with everyone. When you look at life, that's how you feel. But with Kabbalists, for sure. Because a person, every time he's renewed in different ways, and he can't grasp that that was him. Yes.
What is this concept that Elijah the prophet came and talked to him face to face? Is there such a thing, or is it the intention of Elijah the prophet is something else?
He didn't come to you?
No.
Okay. Well, arrange that. Kinds of thoughts and desires which arrange a person's mind and heart, and then he can be in a certain special kind of attainment, which is called Eliyahu Navi, Elijah the prophet. Not for all the souls, but only for very special souls, which need these feelings, this education, meaning such an opening of the eyes where the public, the general goal demands it of them. And we don't understand these hidden matters.
I remember you talked and then you kind of stopped what happened with Rabash and Tzfat.
I promise you that once I will.
What do you mean sometime? We have an opportunity now.
No, about opportunities I know, so. Once?
Do there such rules or not?
In Tiberias, I'll tell you.
Is there such Megidim or not?
In order to really hear about it, you have to find Miriam's well, drink water out of it, and after that, come and we'll talk differently. Right? Look at him. He's looking. Huh? How each and every person, like a small child, is looking for such things. That it's Harry Potter now. We'll come to him with his hat or something, and we'll do it. They'll come to you with a stick. Nothing's going to happen. There's nothing new under the sun. There are no secrets, I'm telling you. No secrets. What was previously a secret for you, you improved, now you understand, because you can't understand the secret. How is it possible to explain it to you? How?
Yivsha.
Impossible. Anyone else wants to ask about this? You confused everyone. They don't remember what we were reading. He talked about the Ari and the Magid, the teacher.
Rav, how are we connected in our role in our ten with this soul through Bala Sulam, Rabash, and you?
Connected necessarily because we're studying his Torah.
And in practice, what is the expression of it? Do we need to pay attention to study his writings?
No. If we study his books, being included in one another, having an itkalelut, that's enough. You don't need to know every word. You simply want to attain also your connection with the Creator through the kli he built.
And until the end of correction, everything will be based on his method.
Of course. His method is not opposite to all the methods of the Kabbalists starting Adam HaRishon to this day. But it's more elaborate. It's rewritten in a way that we can use it correctly, because our problem is to be inspired in order to draw the reforming light. Continue.
The second excerpt from the Complete Book of Covenant. You shall surely know that not as in the early generations and the old days, the generations that were in the fifth millennium, and those days, because in those days the gates of wisdom were shut and locked, and for this reason there were only a few Kabbalists. Not so in the sixth millennium, in which the gates of light were opened, the gates of mercy, because it is near the end of days, and the joy of mitzvah and great contentment. Now is the time that the Creator has favored to proclaim the honor and greatness of His kingdom forever and ever. Particularly now that all the holy writings of the Ari have been published, who opened to us the gates of light that were shut and sealed with 1,000 chains from the beginning of time. And all his words are words of living God, according to the prophet Elijah. And by his permission, he revealed what was revealed, so that now we have no obstacle and no danger, as in real revelation.
Shuv.
Again. That by his writings, without any problem, without any confusions, in the easiest way, in understanding and feeling, it's possible to reach revelation. The words, they don't add much. Yes.
What in that which the Ari opened or revealed to the world, truly, like he writes here?
That's the problem of each and every generation. There is additional aviut, coarseness. We talked about it yesterday, so I don't think about elaborating. But in each and every generation, there is additional coarseness. Suppose Adam had the aviut, coarseness, shoresh. Bet Avraham, Aleph Avraham, Bet Moshe, Gimel are the temples, and Dalet, the fourth, the Ari. And accordingly, the temples meaning Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. And accordingly, they had the ability of opening, of writing about the wisdom. Because if you ask, what did these people know? They knew the entire wisdom, from one extreme to the other, to the final correction. They knew the reality. I'm not talking about this world, it's imaginary, but pertaining to the system itself. There was no place which they did not feel that was not 100% clear to them in all directions, integrally, that all at once they feel in their corrected soul billions of actions limitlessly. You have to say, this is happening, in the meantime this, in the meantime that. You can't grasp more than one, because the will to receive always works into one box. If you work integrally and bestowal, you're unlimited. You're limited according to your level, but you can reach a state where you're unlimited. The final correction is where you're unlimited, where you feel the entire system, you grasp all of it at once, entirely, it becomes yours, and everything that happens, everything which takes place in it, and vessels and lights, the different kinds of connections, the zivug daka'a, the extensions, the expansions. You live in it. It's yours. It happens to you. And you call that normal life. It's not some kind of effort or special ascent. Nope. No. So first of all, Kabbalists feel and attain this state called the corrected Malchut of Ein Sof, where there are infinite such actions all at once, and it does not stand in their way of attaining that, because their Kli is corrected from reception to bestowal, and in bestowal you have no problem of perceiving, grasping such acts of bestowal that happen simultaneously on different levels and different qualities. And this is what they feel. Now the question is, at what level, in which way can they express it to you? In what way? That depends on the Kabbalist himself. As it says that Rabbi Shimon, his soul was like this and like that, and Rabbi Abba, his soul was like this and like that, and therefore they can reveal in a secret, and the other can't, so one speaks, and the other writes, and so on, and the others discuss it. The same goes for the rest of the Kabbalists. There is a certain limitation over the expression. So they wrote it in different ways. You also see how he wrote it. He wrote a wondrous book. Complete. Amazing. But he wrote it in a way that how much can we grasp? Therefore, each and every Kabbalist has a special place. It's not that all of them attain, and that's it. They have many different discernments. But what Dari did, what was special about his revelation, is the order. Order. The Rishimo, the Pertzufim, the measures, the Masachim, the Pertzufim, the Tzimtzumim, the Itkaleluyot, the inclusions, the order. And aside from the order, the terminology, definitions, world of concepts. Of definitions without which we would get confused, completely confused. And Bala Sulami continued, questions, answers, explanations. That's the main thing. He also added it before each part of tests. What is this part for? What is that part for? He wanted to do it for the entire test. He wanted to build. He wanted to make his books so they will be very closed in every respect, without any doubt, without anything to add. Citation number 3.
Item number 3. from Bala Sulam, disclosing a portion covering two. Since the time of Rashbi and his students, the author of the Zohar, until the time of the Ari, there was not a single writer who understood the words of the Zohar and the Tikkunim like the Ari. All the compositions before his time were mere inklings in this wisdom, including the books of the sage Ramak, and the same words that were said about the Ari himself, Rashbi, should have been said about the same, that his predecessors were not given permission from above to disclose the interpretations of this wisdom, and that he was given this permission in a manner that you cannot distinguish any greatness or smallness at all, since it is possible that the virtue of his formers was much greater than the Ari's, but were not given permission for it at all. For this reason, they refrained from writing commentaries that relate to the actual wisdom, but settled with brief intimations that were not in any way linked to one another. For this reason, since the books of the Ari appeared in the world, all who study the wisdom of Kabbalah have left their hands from all the books of the Ramak and all the first and the great ones that preceded the Ari, as it is known among those who engage in this wisdom. They have attached their spiritual lives solely in the writings of the Ari, only in a way that the essential books, considered proper interpretations of this wisdom, are only the Book of Zohar, the Tikkunim, and following them, the books of the Ari.
This one time in Tel Aviv, I met this elder man. I went with him to Tzfat for some matter. He was a part of the group that studied Ramak. Back in those times, I also studied the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero. It was before I came to the Rabash. And I talked to him. He had a good opinion about Bala Sulam. You study this and you study that. There was no hatred felt against studying the writings of Bala Sulam or the Ari, that Bala Sulam is entirely based on the Ari. It was at the end of the 80s. They were a kind of a group. Of course, now all of them are no longer in this world, but what I want to say is that, yes, now, when I met people that studied Agra, they hated Bala Sulam. And they didn't want to see his books on the shelf at all. And I couldn't even scrutinize why is the hatred so great. But they studied Kabbalah, they studied the books, they studied the books of the Agra. So, you have these and you have those. But really, as he says, that from that point and on, since the Ari was revealed, everyone studies the words of the writings of the Ari. I saw two groups, one that studied Ramak, and the other group, which studied the Agra And this is how they related to Ari and Baal Sulam. Questions about the passage itself. Our world is still in utter darkness, not feeling the world of truth, not feeling that this is its future. What is truly the method of revelation of Savior which Dari has discovered? That it's possible to say, if we do this, this, and that, we'll reach revelation.
The method of revelation can operate on people that need the revelation. Whereas if a person is drowning in a river, you throw him a lifesaver and he should know what to do and how to do it, they throw him a rope. If a person doesn't feel that he's in a river and he's drowning, then there's no point in throwing him a lifesaver. There's nothing to do. Therefore, those people that have a point in the heart come to those who study Ramak, they study Agra, they study other sorts of methods. You have many in newspapers and the internet. And the methods of Baal HaSulam. Also, there are several who are teaching them, each maybe in his own way. So, there's this and there's that. Rabash told me that he was in America. He went to visit the Rabbi from Lubavitch and asked him, "Tell me, how long does it take for your students to reach Lishma?" Rabbi from Lubavitch said, "Well, they start to study at age 13, 12, 13. After 2 years, I'm certain that yes." Do you understand? So, there are different methods. We learn according to what we received from Rabash, and that's how we advance. Okay? Also,
you said that the Ari, that was the special thing, that he arranged the wisdom. I wanted to ask the same about us. Every day you give us a lot of information, knowledge, laws. Is our role now to also arrange all of this wisdom, knowledge?
Nope. You could forget everything after a lesson. Forget it all. Believe me, it'll help you more. Otherwise, you'll be kind of satisfied in it and say, "Oh, what I studied today, what I studied yesterday." It's called, his belly is filled with Shas and Puskin.
About myself, that's clear, but he arranged it also in order to pass it on. He's talking about dissemination.
No, you're passing on only how to connect to the surrounding light. Nothing more than that. The whole wisdom of Kabbalah enters to a person who connects to the surrounding light. And the light brings him the corrections and the fillings.
And if to do that, you need to know a lot.
No, just how to connect.
For that, you have to also know a lot of things.
What kind?
What kind of desire? What's a friend? What's the connect?
No more than 20 definitions. No more than that. And also them, you learn. You can study them. Yes.
Citation number 4. There are many fools who run away from the study of the secrets of the Ari and the Book of Zohar, which are our life. Had my people listened to me at this time of the Messiah, when evil and lawlessness are increased, they would have exerted all their life to study the Book of Zohar and the corrections, the writings of Ari, and would have cancelled all the evil decrees and would have extended the abundance and light.
No cola.
Okay, no cola.
You said there are like 20 definitions. We have like the main ones. They're forming light, studying and connection, dissemination. What's most standing out? What principle is most standing out by the Ari and by Bala Sulam? Or there isn't just one, it's a combination.
The principle in what? In attaining the wisdom. Faith above reason.
By Bala Sulam?
Also with the Ari?
Which principles did Bala Sulam hide, conceal?
Bala Sulam didn't conceal anything. They both operated mostly. The Ari operated in order to as much as possible pour the wisdom in as much as possible to do more. He did it in an unorganized way, a big mess, many writings. But nevertheless, he left a big problem. All the rest of the people after him who started to arrange these things engaged in it for many years, several generations, and somehow arranged it. For us, the main thing is the Tree of Life, Etz HaChaim, of the Ari. And maybe the Gate of Intentions, but the Tree of Life is the main thing upon which Bala Sulam constructed the study of Ten Sefirot. Dari didn't manage to arrange everything. After it, Bala Sulam arranged it in the correct way. To say that the writings of Bala Sulam do not necessitate any changes, additions in people that are coming now, I can't say. I'll tell you, if we looked at the fact that the wisdom needs to fulfill itself, there could be that people will come, but of attainment. And those that will be able and permit themselves to add to the words of Bala Sulam. All the rest only permit themselves to do some little corrections in their books so that they won't get confused and it'll be easy to explain to others. But Bala Sulam truly did. As far as the Rabash writings, it's hard for me to say that there's something to add at all. He concealed it in all sorts of his articles. He has, 400, 500 articles? I don't know. But he concealed it in his articles in a manner that you can find everything. Whoever truly plows them and catalogs them inside himself finds everything. That's why, our work is work that may be in need for those who come to us, and before they enter the serious study, and also people that don't come in order to enter serious study, but kind of want to hear radio, TV, all kinds of things. So we need to process our discussions, materials, and make from them kind of programs to connect with the broad public. That's it. I don't think that Well, certainly in no way do I replace not Bala Sulam or Rabash, but I add for beginners to give them kind of a degree to rise upon.
Is it possible to say, to categorize us as those that are supporting the method of connection instead of above reason?
What is he saying? I don't understand.
You said that the most conspicuous principle by Ari and Bala Sulam is faith above reason, they're forming light.
No.
And for us,
the reforming light, only that can save us, all of humanity, and everyone. That's it. There's no more. Okay. Alon.
We talked about a lot about feelings, also in tests. And it's very important that all the friends here will know how much feelings, fire, blazing flames there are in Europe right now. In the past, it was everyone represents some country, Germany, Italy, this, that. Today, it's one body. They're one body concerned together for the next degree. Yesterday, we gathered questions from the friends in Europe. First question, should we sit in constant tens according to countries and languages, or should we put an emphasis on the language and this way to allow the friends that come from a certain country to be included with other friends?
We had such an attempt in Russia and maybe in some other places like that. So you should ask them and do a summary from what you hear from them. I don't know. Either permanent tens that will be able to later continue in Europe, physical tens, internet tens, virtual tens, or random tens, and amongst those random tens also in foreign, according to languages. I don't know according to what you want to connect people. There are several principles. It's either according to the same country, or maybe it's not like that, or that it's according to a different inclusion. So they will feel what connection they have between them and the other friends. It's important for us for them not to have a connection with Israel. Let's say that 100 people from Israel will come. What's important for us is that we will help them enter a connection between themselves, and for them to later be able to be in connection and work on this connection, which Europe needs so badly. No, look, see, and decide.
In terms of content, is the Prague Congress a continuity of the Peter Congress, or is it something new?
There is nothing new because we're going to one goal. But if in the Peter Convention we talked about the difference between Beito and Achishena in due time to in haste, and how we move from Beito to Achishena, then in the Prague Congress we need also to talk about this, but in a approach it in a very sharp way, I would say, a really tragic way, because Europe is on the verge of many problems, and in order to keep them, or at least give our dissemination the right direction an explanation for each and everything that's happening in Europe, why it's happening, and what to do so it doesn't happen. If it keeps happening, you know, so it'll happen in a nice way. And that the cause of all these problems is to push people towards connection, to show them how destructive disconnection is and that it leads for all the problems. So this is how the Congress needs to be. How the separation makes it difficult between us, how that creates all the problems, and how the connection that we have to start doing in above reason, meaning above all the differences between us, needs to bring us a calm, the quarrel, and we will truly be similar to all of creation. Yes.
So as a sequel, maybe, can you describe the European groups and the ideal state which you want us to come to? How do you see this?
I think that every single group in Europe needs to turn to those people that were in it at one point and to draw them, to invite them, if not to the convention, then at least to a certain assembly before the convention, in order to warm them up so that during the Congress they will be together with us in a remote connection. And if it's possible, maybe from this meeting they will start to warm up and come to. We need to pay attention to the state that they will want to come, and also that they wouldn't be stingy. If they're having difficulty, they will help them come by paying for their travel or for the tickets they're earning, or to maintain themselves while they're there in the convention. Yes.
From what I remember from Europe, there's a state there, let's call it mixed marriage. Man married to a woman that's not on the path, and vice versa. How do you convince, recommendation, to convince the spouse which is not on the path to allow you to come to the Congress?
First of all, they can come together, and they need to find who won't want to be in the Congress, but is willing to come, to make a certain group from them. And we will take a bus for them and a guide, and they'll have a trip in Prague. Meanwhile, it's a nice city, old, ancient. Let them enjoy themselves that way. For example, my wife travels with me together, and she's meaning to go for a trip there when she's in Prague. That's it. It's not that she doesn't listen to lessons or listen to Congress, but I'm saying it's an example. She'll do that too. I'm for it. If it's possible, we will try to give them also all sorts of forms of support if they'll want it. More.
So the friends, they're making tremendous efforts to recruit all the friends from every country, and sometimes there are such cases that a friend, despite everything, stays and says, I can't make it. And the friends see that it's not necessity. They're asking what attitude should we have now towards that friend? It's hard.
In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is no such care as a punishment. He threw us, and we're not talking with him. We're kind of like broken up. We're annoyed with each other. how to do it, I think that these exercises are needed now. You're not traveling? It's as if we disconnect everything from him for the time being. We have everything. We have room. So let's say for the next 2 weeks. And then we'll renew it again. When they see that we relate to it in such a way, they can relate maybe to it too. Kind of awaken it a little bit. Other than that, I don't know. I'm saying that if it's a matter of money, it can be organized. If it's a matter of a babysitter there or something, we'll also maybe do. If it's a matter of my spouse also, well, what else? I don't know. Altogether, we're talking about 2 days. I can't understand how it could be even problematic. But Europeans. So it's a sign that they truly deserve to get some blow. Yes.
Rob, usually our attitude towards European congresses are as West European Congress. Is this an East European Congress?
I'm for them arriving too. Moldova doesn't come to Russia and to Ukraine, I think. I only saw maybe someone there once. That's why it's a yes. Also, Baltics don't come so much to even to Peter, which is, what, it's 100 kilometers from there. They also didn't come. They probably are not really yearning to enter Russia, but to Czech, it's truly according to their spirits. So I truly expect for them to come. I'm actually expecting for them to come even from all of Eastern Europe as well. I'm not even talking about Romania, Bulgaria, that's for sure.
Another question that came up, new students will come, that it's their fifth, sixth lesson on the Learning Center. Should we attach elders with them, you know, veterans?
It's worthwhile for them to have some veterans pay attention to this in the tens. And if these are difficult things that they explained, the convention is not for difficult things. The convention is for heartfelt things. So we will have to talk as usual about the connection. And I don't think it'll be difficult.
Just to announce that because we're obligated to a certain number of people and the hotel has limitations, so we opened the registration till the 10th of August for a lower price, and we're asking everyone to register. Now we're having a lower price. After that, the prices will rise because we're obligated to a certain amount of people.
But also later, whoever will want will have room?
Sure, but it will be more expensive.
No.
Okay, well.
Rob, how important it is the Help Chaver Fund?
Help Chaver to give or Help Chaver to receive?
To give.
It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile as much as we're capable. But don't give personally to anyone, but specifically give it through Help Chaver. Now, how important it is, it's nevertheless important. I'm in contact with them. For the time being, they tell me that everything is okay. That it's worthwhile to add to there, but not that they're having a very big pressure from people that are asking at the time, but there's no money to give them. And they think that they will have more or less coverage for it. It doesn't mean that we don't need to fill more and more. It'll be for the rest of the conventions. Then also with us, it's a month of holidays. People are coming to us. It could be that from Help Chaver, we'll be able to help them come to us. to be in our place for holidays? Okay, so let's think of how. Yes, Tshuva.
They send the question. There are many friends that need help, and they're shy. How can we overcome the shame that it's more important to come to the Congress than feel the shame?
Shame is a big problem. We need to do a restriction like we learn. Well, let them do a restriction and say what the problem is. I don't understand. When I go to the bank and ask for a loan, am I ashamed or not? The bank is happy that I'm coming to him. He gets a percentage for this. He wants for me to want loans all the time, and he will be able to give them to me. That's how he lives. Here we also live from this. I give a person 1,000 shekel. He gives me back that money, let's say, within a year. But I helped him. That's our percentages. And the time after that, it wouldn't help. Help chaver should usually truly be with a payback. That's how it should be. It should be a fund that just pays for itself, basically. But our interest is by helping friends come. That's the whole good result. Okay? So this evening, at 6 o'clock in the evening, 6? 7. Today at 7 at the evening, we're invited, and we invite everyone to the Ari meal in our meal hall. Yes? And for the time being,
thank you very much, and have a great day.